This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
In summertime, when it's hot and it's summer, is get an ice cream. And I saw a great piece in CT Insider by Sandra Diamond Fox about teenage entrepreneurs in Connecticut. And Max Kapika, he's 16 years old. He owns and runs Munchin Hedgehog Ice Cream and Sweets in Brookfield. And he joins us now, Brian and company. Max, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm good, man. So this is a big weekend for you.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working away, staying busy at the shop, and yeah, no, I mean, it's been a fun summer so far.
So, I mean, listen, are you going to be a junior?
Yeah, I'm going to be a junior in high school.
Take people through how does it happen? How did you come about owning and running an ice cream shop when you're, I mean, you were still a sophomore in high school, and now you're going to be a junior. I mean, I couldn't do it myself, and I'm 53.
Well, I mean, it really all started. So I actually started working on the business halfway through eighth grade. And I got the space leased out and started renovating it end of eighth grade. Spent the entirety of my freshman year of high school working on it. And then going into the summer that I was going into my sophomore year, we opened up the shop on July 13th of last year.
Wow. And now obviously you got to get, is this something your parents have been supportive of? Like, how did you go about that side of things?
For the finances?
Yeah.
I'm in 50-50 on the business with my sister. She helped do a lot of the financing because, you know, I'm still a young kid. I wasn't able to, you know, procure all of the money I needed. I was able to get a good chunk of it for myself, you know, because, I mean, I've been into the whole entire kind of, you know, business thing in a sense ever since I was a kid. You know, you can ask my parents. I've always had these like little side hustles. Like, you know, when I was 7 years old, I was hatching chicks from the eggs we would get from our chickens, and then I would sell them on Craigslist because this was during the egg crisis during 2020, so nobody had eggs, so everybody was getting chickens, right? But Tractor Supply had run out of chickens, so I was the only place that had chickens, and so I would sell chickens. As funny as that sounds, it worked. And, I sell honey. My dad's a beekeeper, and I sell the honey for him, and I get a cut of it. During
cool.
COVID, I sold Pokemon cards. It's just like a whole thing. It's kind of just been a knack, and I saved money from all of those and then put it towards the shop once I started opening it.
So I got a bunch of – I have so many questions for you, Max. First of all, congratulations. I love seeing this kind of – I have teenage kids, and to be able to do this is a great achievement. But it's a life changer, and there's so many things, to think about it, and you're a teenager, you have to think about. By the way, his name is Max Kapika. He owns and runs Munchin Hedgehog Ice Cream and Sweets in Brookfield, and you should go patronize it because it's cool. A couple of quick questions. How is business?
I mean, it's been pretty good. We're, you know, busy. We do events pretty often. I mean, for example, not this coming Friday, but the Friday after that, the 22nd, we're going to be having a car show, our first ever Cars and Ice Cream. And we're expecting, you know, a couple dozen cars to come out, different car clubs, you know. So, I mean, we've been staying busy.
That's awesome. And what moves the most in your shop? Like, what do you sell the most of?
At the moment, I mean, flavors-wise, we have a Dubai chocolate flavor that has really just been, you know, the thing everybody's been going for. I know it's really popular, you know, on the internet and whatnot. Dubai chocolate has just really, you know, people have really liked it.
Yeah, the pistachio stuff. I mean, it's not for me, but I know it's, and it's super popular. And now you have to be managed, and business is tough. Like, have you, like, had to fire anybody?
No, I mean, we're entirely family owned and run. So we haven't had to lay anybody off or, you know, have to deal with any of that. This coming winter, we've got, you know, another opportunity probably, you know, coming up actually. So we might be hiring, for, another thing. So,
okay, this leads to me, we're always tight on time here, so I have two questions I'm curious about. You know, as a teenager, obviously you're not leading a typical teenage life. I mean, has it come with some sacrifices and compromises you've had to make in other parts of your life?
I mean, yeah. I mean, this summer, I'm not able to go out with my friends as much, like during, you know, the regular hours of the day because I'm working from... I mean, my regular work week is 7 days a week, 11 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Fridays and Saturdays are 11 to 10. And, it's a sacrifice sometimes because, I mean, they'll be going out to the beach or doing this or doing that, and I can't come because I'm working. I get time off, though, you know, parents or sisters take over for me sometimes, and, you know... I have a busy schedule in the sense that, you know, I'll start work at 11, end it at 9. Then I go to the gym for 2 hours and then, you know, I go to sleep or I, you know, after I end work, I'll go out and I'll do something with my friends.
Hmm. What about does it change long-term plans like college ambitions and how does it impact that part of your life?
I mean, yeah. I mean, my parents definitely want me to finish high school. I think they would prefer I went to college. You know, both my parents are immigrants, so I'm first generation. I'd be the second person to go to college in the States for me. And, you know, I definitely want to go for the experience. I'll be going to college for business. I'm not sure where yet, but, you know, I'm only going to be a junior this coming year, so I've got a little bit of time to figure it out, I think.
Well, listen, Max, it's great to talk to you. I encourage everybody to do two things. Look at the piece in CT Insider. It's a really good piece on teenage entrepreneurs in Connecticut. And Max Kapitka and his Munchin Hedgehog Ice Cream and Sweets in Brookfield is prominently featured. So go, support the business. We love small businesses on the show, but this one even more so. So, Max, best of luck, and hopefully we can drop in sometime and get a couple scoops.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you so much.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.